We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the new Perek, Perek Eilu Metzias. Eilu Metzias Be'ikar deals with Aveda, something that's a lost item, a returning lost item. The Pasuk in Parashas Kisaitzei, in the beginning of Perek Chaf Beis, says, Loi Sira es Shor Achicha Oyeseo Inedochim V'Salamta Mehem Hoshe Deshivim La'achicha. Is that I say to return a aveda to your brother? V'mloi kar v'chir lecha. If your brother's not near you, lo yedata, you know who he is. V'asavta toich beisecha, bring it to your house. Or your imcha the roi shachicha oisoy v'ashves loy, and to be with you until your brother seeks you out, which the Gemara will say later on, it could be with simanim or a different way, and he figured out it's his aveda. V'chein tasa lecha amay roi, v'chein tasa lecha amlosoy. It's not only if it's a shara, axe, or a seyai. It's even your chamar, your garment, any aveda. So there's two dinim here. There's hasha teshivim lechicha, which is mitzvah say, and the mitzvah lo yisase lo yisucha le'salim. You can't shield your eyes away from it and not pick it up. And that is the halachas of aveda. We learn in our Mishnah which avedas do you have to take into your house and announce it and give it back. And other avedas, you keep. Why can you keep it? Because there, the bialim is miyayish as soon as he loses it. And since he's miyayish, so it's like a hefker, and therefore you do not have to return it. Zog the Mishnah. These the following metzias belong to you, and the other metzias, chayiv lahachris, you have to announce them. Elam metzias shaloi, which ones belong to you? Matzah peiris mufazorim. If you find peiris spread out, or mois mufazorim, or money spread out, krichos, and those things you don't have to return. We'll see in the Gemara exactly why, but the past reason is because he's miayish. Krichos b'shus harabim. If you have bundles in the shus harabim, these are small bundles of tvua, and those also don't have a simen, and therefore he's miayish. Vegulei dvela, that's like a fig, a cake of figs. It's like a dried figs that are attached to each other. Also, it's just a typical thing that they sold those days. Kikros shel nachtam, chalas or rolls from the bakery. Macharoyz shel dogim, or a string of fish. Vechatichos shel basar, pieces of meat. Vegizei tzemer, and different bundles of wool. Aleichem din midrasam, that you buy from, as is, from the Medina, and therefore they're not made into clothing yet, there's no simon on it. Vanitze pishton, that's bundles of flax, v'lashoynois shagaman, and tongues of wool, of purple wool. All these things are very typical, there's no simon. Harei elu shloi, glad to keep that. Divrei Meir, because there, we assume the owner was miyayish, he gave up on it, and therefore it's like hefker. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, kol shiyash peshinu yichayev lahachris. Anything that has a shinui, which means any of these things that have a simon on them, it's something different, you have to announce it. Ketzad, motza ogul of a seicher cheres. We just said a eagle shal dvela is no, you keep it for yourself. It's no simon. But if you find inside in the middle of the cake, you find cheres, a piece of pottery, or kiko, you find a roll of a seicher mois inside his money. That you have to announce. Why? Because there, that's a simon. And we'll see what's happening to the comment of August. We'll have to see tomorrow. Rav Shimon Lozo Aimer, Kol Kli Ampuria in Chayav Lahachris. Also, tomorrow we'll explain this, but the taicha is any brand new keli, you don't have to be Machris. Why? Because there's no simon on it. There's no Tvias Ayin. It's brand new. And even Tam Chacham, who has Tvias Ayin, does not have Tvias Ayin on a brand new keli because it's brand new. He didn't get a chance to get to know his keli yet. And therefore, in Chayav Lahachris, on such a case of Kol Kli Ampuria. Zakti Gemara, the first case of the Mishnah was peiros mufuzarim. That if you have peiros that were spread out all over the place, the halach is that you don't have to return it; you keep it. So, what's peiros mufuzarim? A kama? How much? How much peiros and what amount of space? Of Rabbi Yitzchak, kav ba'arba amos. A kav, it's a certain shear. Let's say 10 pounds. 10 pounds of peiros in 4 amos. That already is. Not, you don't have to return that. That's in the Yayish. So, where's the kasha? Hey, chidami. Iderach nefila. If it would look like it was just spilled off the cart, safil tuvanami. Even if it's more than a kav in 4 amas, that you shouldn't have to return it. Because there, it fell off. He's miyayish. It fell off his cart. Iderach inuach. If it looks like he put it there on purpose, safil batzmach. Even less. Nami. Even less also, you should not be able to take. Because lamaisi put it down. He put it down. He's coming back to get it. So what's pshat in this halacha? So what's pshat? Kav arba amas. So Be'etzem, the Gemara could have just answered that our Mishnah is talking about a case where there's derech nefilah. Like, what's the problem? The problem is, Rav Yitzchak said, Kav arba amas. So the Rishonim, Taisa speaks out, Rav Yitzchak said, he's the one who said that our Mishnah is talking about Kav arba amas. So we're asking our Rav Yitzchak, like, what's your case? Because the Mishnah alone by itself is not shver. Because the Mishnah could be talking about derech nefilah, and that's why you're allowed to keep it. But Rav Yitzchak said, Kav arba amas. What pshat in Rav Yitzchak? I can ask you, why did Rav Yitzchak just say that it's talking about fell derech nevila? So Taisa's answer is, as to the next Gemara, that Rav Yitzchak holds yish shloim edas le'av yish, and if it fell off derech nevila, according to Rav Yitzchak and Abaya, you would not be able to keep it, because since he doesn't know about it, it's called yish shloim edas. And therefore, we needed a case where it was yish medas. And we'll see what that sugya a little later on, when we see later on the base. Back to Agamar. So the question is, what's Rav Yitzchak saying, a kav in four amos? That's the case where you could keep it, but let's say it would be more than a kav in arba amos, you would not keep it. So what the question is, what are we talking about? Rav Yitzchak, we're talking about the place where they do the threshing of the tour, and it was left over. He bundled everything up. Whatever was left over, it's a lot of times left over on purpose. So it depends. Kav arba amos nefesh tochayu. Kav in four amos, that's a big job. It's a lot to gather in. It's not so much tua. He doesn't come back to pick that up. It's not worth it for him. So if kuri mafkalu, he's mafkered. But if it's in a smaller space, tarach v'hada osi v'shaklu, come back to get it because it's not such a big deal. Loi mafkalu, he's not mafkered. That's why only in this type of pizur and this amount is a case where it's hefker. But in a case where it's more tvua in fuamas, or it's a kav and less than fuamas, he will come back to get it because it's more tvua, so it's more expensive, or because it's less tircha, when it's less space, and he'll come pick it up. We just said a kav b'arba amos is a case where he's mafkrit, because that's a big tircha. What happens if it's a half a kav and two amas? So let's analyze this. Now, kav arba amas time amai, why a kav and four amas, why there you mafkrit? Which is nafas tochayu. Because a lot of tircha to pick up over a space of four amas to gather up the small pieces of tua. But chatz kav shtei amas, to give nafas tochayu, it's only half that amount, and it's half that space, not so much tircha. Maybe the reason is because kav in a four amos is not so chashuv, and compared to that tircha, the chatzi kav shtei amos kibul lechashivi mafkelu. Chatzi kav is even less chashuv. It's only a half a kav, so maybe he's mafker. So really, we're analyzing how do you look at this kav arba amos. Is the vart is because it's not chashuv? It's not, it's a small amount, or because it's a big tircha. So what happens when it's half the amount and half the space? What's the halacha? And the world is an answer. And where's another shayla? Kabayim b'shmoyin amas. Let's say it's two kav and eight amas, which is four and four. Mal. Kav arba amas, time amai, the reason why it's half kerem shunof is tochayu. It's a lot of tircha. But kolshkin kabayim b'shmoyin amas. And for sure, two kav in eight amas is for sure a lot of tircha. Given off is tochayu, hey. Even more mafkalu. By Dilma, Mashum the Loy Chashivi, it's not Chashiv, but Kabayim, Peshmein Amas, given the Chashivi, since it's Chashiv, Loy Mafkalu is not Mafkarit. So, like upon him, we have still here a Suffolk. What's the Pshat? We have what's the same Suffolk. Is it because it's not Chashiv enough, or because it's Lara Tircha? And the Nafkmin will be both cases. A third Shaila, also a similar Shaila. What happens if it's a Kav Shumshamin? Kav of sesame seeds. Sesame seeds are smaller than wheat. So here, the question is, Kav shumshim in Baba Amo is mahom. Kav Baba Amo is time by Mushim Loy Chashivi, because it's not Chashiv. Shumshim in Kimin the Chashivi, sesame seeds are considered Chashiv. Loy Mafkalu, so he's not Mafkit. I don't Mushim the Nafas Tokhai, because it's a lot of Tirchav. Kolskim Shumshim in the Kimin Nafas Tokhai, with Vay Mafkalu. Sesame seeds are even bigger Tirchav. Imagine picking up all those sesame seeds in Fuamis. Even though it's more expensive, but it's much more tircha. Maybe it's mafker. Again, the same shayla really is. It's all the same shayla. And the Shonim talk about why you have to ask the same shayla with three different versions, but a fourth version in a second. The question is, what do you look at? The chashivas or the tircha? And the fourth shayla is, Kav Tamri Barba Amos, Kav Remoini Barba Amos. It's a Kav of Tamri of dates, or a Kav of Remoinim of pomegranates. We know those things are much bigger than wheat. So what's the lacha there? Mao, Kav Barba Amos, Tamri Shalik Hashivi, Kav Tamri Barba Amos, Kav Remoini Barba Amos, Tamri Kivna Hashivi Mafkalu. This was not Chashiv. In those days it wasn't Chashiv, the Tamara Meremoinim. And in Fuamis, it was not chashuv enough to pick it up. By Dilma, it was enough as Tachayu. That the whole reason is because a lot of Tircha pick up the wheat. The Kav Tamri Barba Amos, the Kav Remoini Barba Amos, Kimla Enough as Tachayu, it's not such a big deal because the big pieces, maybe they mafkalu. My, where ends off with a teku on all these four shilas, that the question is, what's the halacha? Do you look at the chashivas or do you look at the Tircha? And, but our Mishnah is talking about a case where it was Kav Barba Amos according to Rabbi Yitzchak. And that's where it's hefka. And the question is, what exactly the reason is? Either because not chashiv, or the reason is because it's a big tircha to gather it up in four amas.